Simpson, R.W. Simpson, Loma Linda, California, December 13, 1907. Mr. Simpson and Dr. Simpson, Long Beach, California. Dear Brother and Sister Simpson, I received your welcome letter today. W.C. White has just left us for his journey to Mexico, and my heart is a little sad that we must be separated, but the Lord's work must be done. I spoke on Sabbath to a large company in the church in Los Angeles. Every seat was filled, and many were seated in the aisles. But every time I have spoken in that church, I have had to suffer severely for it afterwards. Perhaps if I had had opportunity to rest, I should not have suffered so. But appointments were out that I should speak at Glendale, which I did. I opened the meeting with prayer, and then spoke to the people for about 1 hour. There was a much larger number present than we had expected. The Lord gave me freedom in speaking. That night the influenza came upon me. But I was very grateful that I had had opportunity to speak to the people. My brother and sister, I have a great desire that as you shall take your place in the work, you may put your trust wholly in the Lord. I have felt a special interest in Dr. Preston Kellogg. I shall be thankful if you can be a help to him and to Dr. Jones. The Lord has me acquainted with the history of Dr. Jones, and I am very desirous that he shall give up his way and will to the way and the will of God. I rejoice that the Lord has wrought for you in restoring the child whom you thought must die. Brother Simpson, you have brain power, but you do not fully realize the blessing of sanctification in your life. True godliness requires that we take God into our thoughts. Peter exhorts us as Christians that we live on the plan of addition. If we will add to our faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity, we shall be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 1, verse 9-11. Here is your everlasting life insurance policy. I trust that all who are connected with the Long Beach Sanitarium will consider it their privilege to avail themselves of it. I have a great desire that those who take up work in that new institution will make this their time to take hold of the work presented in the first chapter of 2 Peter. If you will work on the plan of addition, God will work for you on the plan of multiplication. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you, the apostle writes, through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Verses 2-4. It is a fearful thing to trifle with the soul's highest interests. The Lord will receive all who will repent and turn to him. He forgiveth transgressions and sins. Brother and Sister Simpson, whoever shall connect with you in this work, let it be clearly understood that there is to be no censuring. The Lord calls you to take up your responsibilities as faithful servants of Jesus Christ. Make him your entire dependence. The Lord will rejoice to make you both laborers together with God. In the near future, there will be great need for us to have special help from the Lord. Seasons of trial and conflict are before us, and we shall need the consolation to be found only in the source of all strength. We are to grasp with unhesitating obedience and with simplicity of faith the only power that can prevail in the conflict with the powers of darkness. In God alone is to be our trust. If we will make him our confidence, we are sure to realize our need, and an increase of faith and holy endeavor will be ours. We can overcome if we will cling in faith to the unfailing one,